This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia claims to have captured Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol after the last Ukrainian fighters holed up in the city's steelworks plant surrendered. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that both the Azovstal steel plant and the city have been, quote, fully liberated. This according to a statement Friday by Russia's defense ministry. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine that Mariupol was fully under Russian control. Russian forces reportedly continue pounding cities in eastern Ukraine, with Kyiv saying the city of Rubizhne had been reduced to rubble. Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller caught up with reporter Anna Chervakova in the Ukrainian capital to learn more.
Today we received official comment from the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, Serhii Haidai, who told us that Russian forces in general, according to the estimated data for the moment, so Russian forces destroyed more than 11,000 houses in the Luhansk region.
Chernikovic went on to say that most of those houses were private homes. The finance ministers of the Group of Seven Nations have pledged $19.8 billion to support Ukraine's finances during Russia's invasion. A statement from the group made that announcement on Friday. The G7, an organization of leaders from some of the world's largest economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, said the funds will be used to help Ukraine close its financing gap and continue ensuring the delivery of basic services to the Ukrainian people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday the